This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Malaysia is seeking $7.5 billion in reparations from Goldman Sachs over its dealings with the scandal-linked state fund 1MDB. Singapore has also expanded its criminal investigation of IMDB to include Goldman Sachs, and a sign of increasing scrutiny on the bank's role in the suspected multi-billion dollar money laundering scheme. Hungary's protests were sparked by a so-called slave law based by the Hungarian parliament last week, which allows employers to demand more overtime from their workers and delay payments for up to 3 years. A showdown in parliament, in which female MPs blocked the speaker's podium and blew whistles in protest at the law, was followed by a series of street demonstrations. After 20 Facebook subcontractors demanded better conditions, they were told to accept a counteroffer from the company or lose their jobs. The labor dispute has prompted internal protests by some full-time Facebook employees who've been sharing updates on the situation on the company's internal version of Facebook known as Workplace. Administration proposals to keep migrant asylum seekers on the Mexican side of the border while they're in court is likely fraught with legal problems, including how they would access legal help on the Mexican side of the border. Chief Justice John Roberts, joining a four-member liberal wing and refusing to immediately reinstate the administration's asylum policy denying asylum to migrants who illegally crossed the Mexican border. Consumers are vulnerable to so-called balance bills, which represent the difference between what insurers pay and hospitals' list prices. Congress is considering bipartisan legislation to limit balance billing. Some legal scholars say that patients should already be protected against some of the highest surprise charges under longstanding conventions of contract law. That's because contract law rests on the centuries-old concept of mutual assent, in which both sides agree to a price before services are rendered. Fellowship Congregational Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, put a chain-link fence surrounding their nativity scene as a protest of Trump's anti-migrant policies. They posted on their marquee, "The Holy Family was a migrant family." Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkins. Bulletin's brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.